AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is the first full day of the Biden administration.
What a difference a day makes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Biden has a lot of work to do, especially in fighting the coronavirus.
We learned this morning that the Trump administration had no real plan for the production and distribution of the vaccine.
The president will talk more later today about his coronavirus strategy. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the number is still high.
The Labor Department reports 900,000 people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits, while some 5.1 million Americans continue receiving state jobless aid. Both numbers are lower than the previous week, but are at historically high levels as more workers lose jobs in large part as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Once vaccines become more widely distributed, economists do expect growth to accelerate in the second half of the year as Americans unleash pent-up demand for travel, dining out, and visiting movie theaters and other entertainment venues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Speaker Pelosi also did not say when she will send the article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate.
You don't say to a president, do whatever you want in the last months of your administration. You're going to get a get-out-of-jail card free because people think we should make nice and forget.
Two suicide bombings ripped through a busy market in Baghdad, killing at least 32 people. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack, but Iraqi military officials say it was the work of the Islamic State group. Amazon is offering its operations network and advanced technologies to assist President Biden in his vow to get 100 million coronavirus vaccinations to Americans in his first 100 days in office. Stocks are drifting near record highs. This is AP News. There is promising new information on a new coronavirus treatment.
This is the first major study of Eli Lilly's COVID-19 antibody drug treatment and those in nursing homes. In November, the FDA allowed emergency use of Eli Lilly's antibody drug as a treatment for mild or moderate cases of COVID-19. It's a one-time treatment. It's given through an IV. The company says among nursing home residents who got the drug, their risk was reduced by as much as 80%. Residents and staff who got the drug had up to a 57% lower risk of getting COVID-19. Nursing homes and other long-term care facilities have been hit hard by the pandemic. They account for nearly 40% of the deaths. I'm Rita Foley.
Three National Guard members on a training flight were killed when their helicopter crashed in a farmer's field in western New York. Flags on state buildings in New York have been lowered to half staff to pay tribute to the troops. Ed Donahue, AP News.